This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, my friends? It's great to be back after a week off. It's So You Think You Can Dance. We are talking all things Academy One. It is heating up. We have a special segment for you on Tap, and we also have some very special news that's happening in the dance world. Let's check it out right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let's jump and confirm it.
Let's get in our feelings here for a minute.
In the feelings. Here we are on a Tuesday. In our feelings. Love it. I love this challenge online. Right? It's so much fun to watch.
The most.
No, not yet, no. But this viral challenge. Yes. And I know this part and like this part.
Yeah, the
part.
Driving and the walk to the side. I haven't learned it yet, but we have to.
It's. We'll talk about that in our new segment. But welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, you guys. We've got Teague. We've got Jessica here. What is up, guys?
We are so excited to chat. I'm so excited to finally join the panel. I just want to thank you guys so much for having me this season. And we can't wait to dive into this. Hopefully we will be at the live shows and we'll be able to cover it. And we can't wait to go through the journey with you guys. So we're so happy to be here.
I know. We can't believe it's already Academy week one. So we're done with auditions. LA, New York.
Done.
We've got 70 dancers that were at Dolby Theater, which kind of doesn't sound like a lot, but it is because they have to get it down to 20.
Yes.
So let's dive in, you guys. Only 20 make it through Dolby Theater. Now, Teague, you were there at Dolby Theater.
Oh. Yes, I was.
But lips are sealed, right?
Yeah.
But how did you feel overall about now having watched it back and seeing the performances again? How did you feel about week one?
Yeah, so week one was great. And we were there covering it, and So I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut as far as
spoilers.
No spoilers. Yes. But I will say there were really talented people this year. And I know people say that every year, but there were so many different genres that were featured this year. There were so many different types of dancers. So I think it was a tough decision for the judges, but I think overall they came up with some really, really great dancers in the end. So we'll have to see how it all unfolds. But I think at the Dolby, it was just incredible because that atmosphere is just amazing. It's unparalleled to performing anywhere else. You know, there's so many award shows there. And so it was really cool for those dancers to be there. And some of these dancers hadn't been to LA yet. They hadn't,
danced professionally. And then you dance on this huge stage at Dolby Theater.
Yeah, they're babies. And so it was really cool to see them kind of live out their dream. And this was some of their first things that they had done in LA, which is crazy. You're on a TV show. So it was a really cool day, and we'll see some really cool talent come out of it.
Yeah, Jess, how about you? How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Like Nigel said, opening it up, he's like, hey, so many stars have been on this stage, and we're making a star tonight. So I love that. I was a little shocked and like kind of sad that they didn't keep their original Academy, like that whole big building that they had with all the logos on the floor and across. Like they really branded the Academy last year. They had merchandise and all that kind of stuff. So I really enjoyed that aspect because this show is about teaching and learning, and I love that element. So, but it's so exciting to be in this new place. It looks like they went back to the original format. I was hoping to see the All-Stars come back and give their input like last year. I understand that it was a little confusing, the format last year, because it took a minute to catch on. It's like, okay, wait, you're doing groups.
There was a lot happening.
Yeah, it's like you have to choose teams, and then essentially they chose who they wanted to dance with. So it always confused me why some of them chose like the same sex, because how would that have worked?
Of course.
But just the camaraderie, and especially fans who have been watching this show since season one, it literally is was a big deal to be able to re-relate to the All-Star. So I was a little sad about that. But I love that the panel's back. Nigel and Mary and Vanessa, they're going to be making these decisions. And it was a good show.
Yeah, it was such a good show. It was such a good show. Yeah.
And All-Stars, I mean, there's no guarantee that we won't see them in the future. We don't know. I mean, there's no confirmation. We don't even know. But, you know, there's always that fingers crossed. Maybe we'll see them at the live shows, or maybe we'll see different formats come through. So there's always hope of seeing All-Stars or seeing Mentors. So we'll see.
And we know that they change things up. So as you said, we know what's going to happen, but we cannot say what's going to happen. Okay. So they do change things up at the end of Vegas. So maybe they just wanted a truncated pick their top 20, and then we're going to maybe see some, you know, some fun things for the live shows. I don't know. I mean, I do feel a little underwhelmed by it. But by the way, we have the live chat going on, right, girls?
Absolutely. Yes.
So involve yourself with our show, and we would love to hear from you. Also, let's break it down. So we've got hip-hop, ballroom, contemporary, and jazz. So those are going to be our four categories that the dancers had to go through. So we will keep you guys on track with when the show is happening, because I know we had last week off, which we all didn't know. So we'll keep you guys on that schedule. But this week, we did a little bit. They did hip-hop and they did ballroom. So let's dive into hip-hop with Nappy Taps. But before we do that, I do want to talk about the first round, which was solos. So this was unique. So they made all 70 dancers dance their solos, which I kind of loved that, because you got to see, again, a different side from the audition. So it almost gives them a second chance to kind of prove themselves. Did you guys like that format that they did solos first?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved it. It reintroduced them, and it gave an opportunity for the dancers that were not highlighted in the first shows for us as an audience to be able to relate and understand and know their names. Like, they had their names spread out the entire show, which I loved, because we talked about that last week, I believe, about the exposure and lack thereof when it comes to the audience connecting.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it was really good. I was really sad about some of our favorites that kind of, you know, messed up, like Jordan and her brother, who were the ballroom dancers.
The ballroom dancers,
that
they really
spin was so painful to watch.
But I mean, I think that, like we just talked about, that something, it's a different element that, you know, before you put them into the actual, you know, choreography rounds, it's kind of like, okay, let's make sure that they can do it, that they can get through it. And I feel like that's what the solos were all about.
Yeah.
I am sad
sink
about them,
swim.
Though. Sink or swim all the way. So Nigel had mentioned they have to have the it factor. Like, that's something that's, I mean, how did you guys feel about that? Did you feel like the performances you did, we saw Darius from last season. Yes. Darius is one of our favorites. Did you guys feel like they brought the it factor, or did anybody leave you kind of a little bit left to be desired?
I think that they realize how much is on the line at this point. So I think that everybody really brought their A game, and whether they were on or off that day, it was, I think that everybody really did bring their full potential, and hopefully that shined right through. But I think I liked the solo format. I liked everybody just getting in there and being confident in their genre first before dipping into different things, kind of reminding the judges why they were picked and why they are still here before they get into the specific genres.
Yeah, so we got to see Darius. We got to see Jensen, which we all know a lot about Jensen. You know, it's funny because we know how this format works. You know what I mean? People come back. They audition, they get through. Like last season, obviously Jensen and Darius got through pretty far, and now they're back. So we got to see Jensen a little bit more, which I thought was great, because we talked about that last week or the week before, that in New York, I don't feel like they really highlighted her. We didn't see anything about her, and she just blazed.
Nailed it. I mean, her personality, she's so joyful when she dances, and it really resonates. And I love that she's like, you know what? I'm ready to step out of the shadow of my sister.
Down.
Yes. Her sister, Lindsay. I love that. I mean, kicking off with Darius was like mind blowing. His performance was just so smooth. It was so stealth. And it reminded me like espionage moves, you know,
like a spider.
Yes, spider, a spy. And I love stuff like that. So, I mean, they kicked it off with those two, and it was a strong show because of that.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. So we all can agree the solos was a great format. And then they went right into the second round. So they cut it down to 53. So they cut 17 people from solos. Like, that's not messing around, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because you think, wow, 70 really wowed them that much to get to Academy. And then cutting 17 was a lot. So into hip hop with Nappy Taps, we know that they don't mess around. They did the combo, which was slow moving, rapid fire moves. Take us through, like, Teague, you're a professional dancer. Take us through that choreography route. Like, some of those dancers were saying, I'm not comfortable with choreography. What really is that difference between being able to kind of freestyle your way, but then picking up choreography? It's a whole nother level.
Right. It's a whole nother level. It does surprise me though, when I see people get this far and they do have trouble picking up choreography, just because if you're in the commercial industry, if you've done shows, if you've been in pieces, it is surprising to see the people, but some people just have different backgrounds. Some people perform in different arenas and it doesn't require as much memorization or whatever it might be. But I think that it's added pressure, because you're no longer able to just highlight yourself and what you're strong in. Mm-hmm. Now you're performing with Nappy Tabs, you're performing, and maybe, you know, Nappy Tabs has been around for a long time. I grew up taking class from them, and a lot of those people, I'm sure, you know, do
kind
know,
of that starstruck feeling, maybe, do you think?
Well, even just like, I honestly feel like dancers, if they get to this level, they've either taken from them at convention. Sure. Same thing with Travis Wall and maybe more. I mean, those people tour around the country, those choreographers. So whether they've come to your studio and choreographed, I think that it's really cool to be working with them. But I think a lot of them, you know, are hopefully a little bit familiar with the style. So it does surprise me when sometimes people get there and they're like, oh...
That's what I'm saying. I felt like especially this academy, I felt like maybe it's creative editing, but I felt like there were a lot of dancers who were like, oh, they kind of look like a deer in headlights. And it's like you said, if you're 70 of the chosen of the top nation, or at this point, 53 chosen, you would think you'd be at this just, you know, extreme level where, yes, nerves just don't get to you, I guess, in that capacity. But I felt like it was this overall, like, you know, wow, I don't pick up choreography that well, or I don't have experience. I'm like, wait, what?
And sometimes I think that's a producing element as well. I think that they do keep people for certain reasons, whether it's a story or whether it's something that they want to highlight on the show, what it is. But I think that, yeah, I think that there's different reasons people stay longer than others.
Right.
So I
kind of feel like, as we've spoken before about having a strategic audition, you have to be strategically prepared to make it through the rounds.
Yeah.
I understand people spontaneously go and audition, but you have to have preparation and utilizing resources. Like you said, these choreographers are available.
Yeah.
You know, if we're on season 15, people, like, you've watched the show and you know that you have to do these other genres.
Yeah.
So it's so shocking to me that any dancer would not pick up classes in every style just to be familiar. Therefore, when you have to sit in the grooves of doing hip hop and be loose and let go of your lines a little bit, that you have done that.
Sure, and it's about the research. Like, you know, I feel like Travis and Nappy Tabs especially are their academy choreographers. You know you're going to be taking their, you know you're going to be picking up their choreography. So I feel like that's something, like you just said, it's season 15, put in the research, put in the work. But like you said, Teague, like I'm sure there's a lot in the producing side of it that they're wanting to kind of create the drama, or maybe give someone a chance, like with the animator that we all love. You know, animators don't technically probably go through actual choreography, you know, but again, if they want to get to that next level, that's something they may have to learn. Were there any standout performances to you guys with hip hop or cuts that surprised you?
I was impressed with all of the contemporary dancers in the first round of the Nappy Tabs dance. And I'm a big fan of Alexis Gilbert. She's a friend of mine.
Oh.
And I love her. And so it was cool to see her do so well this year. She's been on the show so many times.
Sure.
And so she, it's exciting. And I thought that was a really... They showed it very well. And the contemporary dancers really did well in the hip-hop round. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
That was my highlight of of the hip-hop.
I agree. I have Alexis down as one of my favorites from the hip-hop round. I thought that she just did it with confidence. She had attitude. I think Tessa had good attitude, and she performed it well. I was very shocked, or I guess I shouldn't be, the ballroom dancers in this round just really tanked. I mean, it was very painful to watch. Like, I was, like, cringing, like, oh, you know, because they just couldn't get it. And then, especially when you miss a beat, and then you're trying to, like, jump back in. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, Evan was actually Alexis's partner, Evan Benedito, and he's a tapper, and I was actually really shocked by him. But I mean, I think that they do have a little bit of that groove in that pocket, but I thought
he did good.
Oh, yeah,
pretty great. Yeah.
That was interesting. I think
I love the pink.
Right. I think he does need to tone down the smile a
little bit. That's a different guy.
Facials.
That's a different guy.
I thought that was Evan.
I know that's the other tapper.
Eddie.
Okay. Yeah, he's like a little. Evan's another one. So watch back.
It.
But he was Alexis's partner, and he was. I remember just watching him, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, going back to our other guy, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Eddie.
Wow. Yeah. Eddie.
No.
He gave it his all.
He did. He gave it his all, and he hit the choreography, and he had some groove to him, which I thought was cute. But another thing I did want to mention is I thought it was interesting that the hip-hop was the first round. Typically, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to go back. But I feel like they ease them into it with, like, jazz first.
Yes.
Maybe contemporary.
I thought contemporary was first, traditionally. You know, somebody on the chat let us know.
I know jazz was last because of Sonya. Like, that was, like, the round to get through.
Okay. With Always. Mandy?
No, Sonya.
So with Sonya, oh, gosh.
I she was that, the last round because that was, like, make or break. And that's when people are like, I can't do this. I have to go home. And she's like, you came to play or not? You know?
Yeah.
So she was like,
yeah. And I see Travis being that way, too.
I love Sonya.
Yeah.
It was kind of a little bit surprising that the mm-hmm. first thing was because hip hop and especially Navi Tabs is so stylized that is not easy for everybody to do. So yeah, that was interesting. To
but again, I think that there's just this like theme that I think they're just trying to get through people. You know what I mean? Like it just seems like they're a little bit more business. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like we're getting a lot of the stories and the fluff that we traditionally get. But again, maybe they're just gearing that up for. Mm-hmm. You know, the next part. But we do have to talk about Mag. I always get her name wrong. Magda.
Yeah.
Magda. Is that you say it? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm like Magda.
Magda.
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to get this. I'm going to call her Mag. What's up, Mag? She says, we know it was Kiki's partner, and she's just a little bit of a force to be reckoned with. Did you see their comments about her? We didn't see her hip hop, but we saw them just be so wild. So on the topic of ballroom, she must have wowed them. I kind of wish we would have been able to see her performance.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think she'll be a front runner for sure.
And even Emily, another one of our favorites from L.A., I believe.
Yeah.
And
who had the sister.
Had the sister. Yeah. Who almost sister, made me cry, sister. Yes. I think that, you know, they gave good comments, I believe, but they didn't actually show her performance or show she made it through. So they kind of left us. They said everyone in her group who made it, and then it was like, then they cut to the next scene.
Right.
I was like, but what happened to Emily, you know?
Right.
So, well, she made it through later.
I think keep your eyes open for her. I think she's going to do very well. Yeah. And then we got introduced to Slavik. Who we love. Mm. Slavik is such a strong... Well, okay.
Such a strong name, number one.
Such a strong name. But here's the thing that I found interesting. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. The hip-hoppers, the actual hip-hop dancers, did not impress me with this style of dance.
Yeah.
But Navi Tabs is also more of a... It's not your traditional, like, hard-hitting...
Right.
Like, we talked about this when we had our hip-hop.
In it, yeah.
They're more lyrical. So I find that some of the... hard b-boys just didn't really attack their choreography as easily. Did you guys feel that way with hip-hoppers? Because I felt that way about Slavik. He's a really strong b-boy freestyle dancer, and he was just, they even said to him, you just kind of left us.
Because you know? She was like, we've heard so much about you. We just weren't excited. I mean, that sucks. I mean, especially if it's in your own genre. But as we know, it is typical hip-hoppers. They do their own thing. They freestyle a lot,
right?
Especially the b-boys. And so picking up on choreography, I mean, it sucks, but it goes back to what I said. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Learn choreography before.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I really like Tessa. You guys know Tessa?
Yeah.
So strong. I watched her, and I thought she was pretty good, and they were not a fan of her. So I don't know what planet I'm on, but I thought she was really great. Like, wowed us in that round. So we'll see what happens with Tessa. And we saw her first injury. So what do you guys think about Zoe and her injury with her foot? Do you think we'll see her back next year?
I would think. I mean, she looks like she's already a working dancer, though.
Yeah.
I'd have to do some more research. But so we'll see where she's at in her life. It is such a bummer when that happens, especially when it was the day of doing ballroom. That's her specialty.
Right.
She really could have shined in that round. So you know it's not like she's doing it for, you know, because she's over it or whatever.
Right.
Scared. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's because she really is injured. So that's a shame to see. But hopefully we see her back next year if she's not already on to something else. And we'll see.
But we won't see Samantha back. You gotta have a little drama.
Right.
You gotta have a little drama, right? So the Samantha, how did you guys feel about that? I am not coming back. I mean, I just think that you gotta have a level of respect too. If you didn't have a good audition, you didn't have a good audition. But I just think to like throw it in people's faces and say, you know, I'm not going to come back. It's just, you're just sort of killing yourself. Like, you never know who's watching.
Yeah, right? It was so unexpected and so childish. I mean, she lost in her own, like, genre, right? Because she's like a crumper or whatever. I was just, I don't know. She wasn't on my radar. I didn't really, I don't even think we saw her original audition. Maybe that was intentional because of the drama that she brought later. But yeah, it was just inappropriate. Like you said, you never know. And it wasn't like they said anything rude or they were disrespectful to
Unless
her.
Unless we didn't see something behind the scenes, you know.
Something must have pissed her off.
Yeah, and I don't want to, I mean, I don't want to condone that type of behavior. But you do have to remember that these dancers have been dancing these days for like the hours are insane. The rehearsal hours, the stress that they're put in, the interviews that they have to do, you know, I think we might have interviewed her. There's so much going on. I think you're so overwhelmed, and yes, it's a lot of fun, and yes, you're meeting friends and you're having a good time, but I think at the end of the day it's so incredibly stressful, and it feels like you're a shot at your pride when you when it doesn't go your way. So I don't defend her in that, but I do think I see where she's coming from. I think it's probably just frustrating, and I'm sure she probably is like, dang it, I wish I wouldn't have said that. But I don't know. I don't know her, so I can't.
Well, she was like, all the cameras looking at me. She was like, I want to make sure this is clear.
So
well, it's too bad. Like you said, we don't know what happened behind the scenes. We don't know what kind of emotion was going through. We don't know. Right. They're probably there for 17 hours and they're like, I'm tired, get me out of here. So but that so eight were cut, we know that moves us into the ballroom portion. They again, I don't, it's so interesting. I thought they were going to break this down into one, you know, like one genre will be one episode. So next week we'll get jazz and we'll get contemporary, but we saw ballroom, 44 dancers left with Jean-Marc, who is like a world-renowned ballroom choreographer. So again, it comes back to
an OG, so you think you can dance.
To being able to just, I guess, condense all of that energy and be able to take the choreography and learn it and audition it. So we know Zoe left. Now, this routine, for me, I don't know much about ballroom, but it felt a little, like, it felt a little underwhelming, I guess, if you will. Like, I expected it to be a little harder. Do you think that they maybe made it a little easier for some reason? I mean, how did you guys feel about it?
I think that you can tell if someone can do ballroom even with the simplest steps. So it's mainly about the hips and the... I'm not a ballroom expert, but I think that you can kind of tell with like simple steps. I don't think you need to make it very complicated. I think that some people still didn't have a great performance. And so that's kind of a testament to how hard ballroom really is.
And your partner.
So, and if your partner's not strong, you're crumbling to the ground, essentially, you know, literally and figuratively. So I think that, I think that it was, I think it was the perfect level of what it needed to be, but...
Yeah, and Jean-Marc, his style is very smooth and very, you know, he focuses more on the technique than the tricks. So I kind of wasn't surprised when I found out that he came in. Now, last year when Dominique came with his partner, they had a little more spice to it. But I agree with Teague. I mean, it was on the appropriate level, and so many people struggled with it. And sometimes slowing down the moves, you can really see what they're doing. When you go fast, it's like, okay, but it's like, are they sitting on it? Are they rolling on their
they
balls?
They were definitely testing the technique then, for sure. Because I felt like, oh, yes, ballroom, I'm so excited. I don't know, I love watching ballroom, but I just felt a little bit underwhelmed by it. But
like Vanessa, she was like, this is exciting.
I don't know. I mean, it was fun to watch.
Question, are the judges typically sitting there during the choreography round?
I think they come in and observe.
Okay, because they were there for the beginning of the ballroom, but I didn't remember seeing them for the hip-hop round. So I was like, oh, I didn't know they were there. That's added pressure to have to learn it, and then they're watching you learn it.
I think that they might be in there for camera shots.
Okay.
So I can't confirm on that.
Coming in and out, maybe.
Yeah, coming in and out just to... to kind of look like they
because they only give them 90 minutes to learn the routine, so it seems like I mean, I wouldn't imagine they'd be in there the whole time, but maybe you know, witnessing part of the audition process and obviously talking to the choreographers is going to be all, you know, it's all part of it. But so we saw Kyle and Janessi, we saw Jensen, we saw Gavin, Melanie, Ryan G, the animator, who I actually really loved. I believe he was from New York. Just again, another one of those yikes moments, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you just have to get into the studio and practice and put your craft at work, and maybe he'll do that and come back next year. But I think that there's something to be said when Nigel was talking about the transferring of styles. That's what this show is all about. I mean, if you're going to be in the top 20, you have to be able to take on any style, and we just saw in this case, we saw him crumble a little bit, so that makes me sad. But did anybody stand out to you guys for the ballroom? Ooh, and then Jay and Darius and Stephanie. That was amazing. Jay coming out with just Talk about it, Jess. I know you got thoughts.
I know, because I was like, wow, because I was the one that was on Nigel's side. Like, I don't really think that he should have gotten through.
Yeah.
And they didn't really show much of his performances in the hip hop round. So I was like, oh, I really don't know how he did either. But when he transformed, you know, back to himself.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. He looks so good. It looked like he put so much effort into it. Mm. And I was really crossing my fingers for him when they gave him Stephanie on the switch up. Because Rachel, you know, she left. I wasn't a fan of Rachel either. Mm-hmm. I don't think that she should have made it through. And I'm glad that she had the Academy experience. But it was time for her to leave,
yeah,
in my opinion. But putting her, I think they called him off guard. If they would have said, okay, you know what, regroup, you're going to perform with Stephanie, we'll give you 5 minutes, then he could have been like, okay, but he's like, why are we on stage? He thought that we were going to get cut or get saved, and he's like, okay, dance, and dance now. So I felt bad for him.
Yeah, I loved his comment, though, about he's like, yeah, I got eaten up when they were talking about the lion. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I got eaten up. I mean, but again, that's, I would imagine, I'm not a professional dancer, but in the professional dance world, that could happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Switching partners, go, you know, you have to be ready on a dime, so... Excuse me.
Absolutely. Yeah, that definitely is a real thing. And if somebody falls out of a show or something, you got to fill in know different parts. I think that he did a really good job. I thought I was impressed with his ability to switch so quickly, especially because, you know, when you're rehearsing with that partner, everything, you know, feels the same, even though it just was shaky the first round.
Yeah.
But I think his second performance was better. So,
there's only one little fumble. Yeah
it wasn't perfect. But I was really proud of him. His hold is incredible. His posture is great. And I was really impressed by his technique. And I would have liked to see hip hop. We didn't see that.
Right.
So that is a question mark in my head. But that's maybe one person that, okay, maybe they were keeping him to test him in a different area. So I'm really proud of him. And I think he did amazing. So it was great.
He looks so good.
So good. Yeah, oh, my gosh. So well, face. On that note of so good, you guys, let's dive into talking about AfterBuzz. So you guys... commercial break right here. We want to make sure that you are subscribing to AfterBuzz. We've got reality. We've got sci-fi. We've got, oh my gosh, dramas. We've got everything you could possibly want for TV shows. Follow us. Subscribe to us. We want you to be a part of our family here at AfterBuzz. So please join the family by subscribing and liking, commenting on all of our shows. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So you can turn those off. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you want to let us know that you did so in the comments, we will thank you later on air, because we love thanking you guys. And we just love you guys when you hop in the comments. We love interacting with you guys. We love the show just as much as you guys do. So it's always fun to kind of interact with you guys and become friends. But for now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes. And, you know, and we also have the live chat going throughout the show. So we just want to remind you guys, we see the comments, and a special shout out to Zachary Kim.
Yeah,
Zach. He hasn't watched the show yet. He's like, hey, I'm going to watch the after show.
That's a lot of pressure, Zach.
That is committed. So we are so grateful that you're a fan, and keep commenting and tweet us and we'll shout you out.
I mean, especially like what we want to do that's different this season from other seasons, just to talk about So You Think You Can Dance, because we also have World of Dance. Tiga's on that panel, and Kim will be here next week. Kim's on that panel. Kristen. There's so many other reality shows. Like I said, World of Dance you can follow, and we've got The Bachelorette, all those things. Yeah. But what this show wants to do a little bit different is we want you to be more involved. So tweet us, and you know, in the comment section, you know, give us your favorite dances that you love, or just anything, because we want to hear your voice and give you a special shout out. So
absolutely, and
love it.
What's really cool too is this year, hopefully we will be at the live shows again. We were last year. If you want to look at that coverage, that's online still from last year. And also I was at a few events. I was at the Dolby, and we went to their promo shoot for this season with their top contestants. So we will be uploading those. I probably can upload the Dolby ones soon, so I will upload those. And so we're just we want to do a kind of immersive. We'll be there for all of it.
Yeah.
We want to give you guys the best coverage.
Well, and then also you'll stay up to date with what's happening. Because like you said, we were embargoed for the junket stuff that we did until, I believe, the end of July. But we will put that up, so you'll be in the know on that.
be involved.
So much.
It's exciting.
So much. Yeah. Been our weekly genres. We want to know your feedback and what do you want for us to cover and your favorite choreographers and all that good stuff.
Love it. And it's all a button away. So enough of that. But on on to new dance news. On top of this amazing show and So You Think You Can Dance, there's other things going on in the world of dance, right?
So
Emmy nominations are coming up, you guys, July 12th in the morning. That is a big deal. So the choreography round is going to be explosive. So we know So You Think is in it. World of Dance is now going to be part of the mix. Mm. We know that Step Up, the new TV series, is going to be in the mix. Mm. We know Dancing with the Stars, Jesus Christ Superstar Live is going to be in the mix.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot happening. Mm-hmm. Travis Wall, obviously, has won an Emmy. Mandy Moore has won an Emmy. Yeah. Like, it's just, So You Think has been so dominating.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any dances that stick out, any choreographers that stick out? Anything that you feel just has to be nominated or that you would be excited to see? Ooh. That goes for the live chat, too. You guys let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year, So You Think You Can Dance, we had some really standout performances. Mm-hmm. A lot by Travis Wall, of course. Mm-hmm. Mandy had some really great performances. Yeah. And World of Dance, I mean, is just really rocking
and Mari.
The world. Yeah. So we'll see. I'm really excited to see what happens. But it's nice, too, because it's becoming more competitive, especially mm-hmm. in the TV arena. So mm-hmm. everybody kind of has to step up their game if they want to start winning the Emmys. So it's great.
Yeah. And it mixes in so many more choreographers and dancers and routines. Like, I mean, that whole list, mm-hmm. we are flooded with dance. And that's exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time that dance wasn't broadcast on this level as competition. And so I love just the ability to expose these dancers and getting them work. And I love the crossover. Do you guys ever watch, like, an award show performance or something? You're like, hey, that's so-and-so. Yeah. So you can get it. You see your favorite dancers dancing.
Oh, my goodness. All the time.
So good luck to all those people. We will definitely be monitoring.
Well, and I'll say it again and again. Ivan is Justin Timberlake's backup, one of his backup dancers. And I saw JT 3 times in concert. No shame. And I found myself watching Ivan almost like just as much as like looking for JT. I was watching Ivan because he's so strong. And it's like a little baby bird from season 2.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously like look at Twitch. I mean, so many people have come and become superstars from So You Think You Can Dance. But let's again not... You know, take away from World of Dance, Lay Twins, Keone and Mari. I mean, there's so much incredible choreography and dance happening on that show. Dancing with the Stars. You've covered Dancing with the Stars, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, isn't that exciting about Jenna's engagement?
Yeah,
Jenna and Bao. So there's just so much choreography. So we're excited to see what happens and who gets nominated. And then also we'll be living the future this season and be seeing who's going to be nominated next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Exciting stuff.
So that's a piece of news. The other piece of news that we talked about, so Drake's new album came out, In My Feelings. It's a viral video, the dance. Okay, so have you guys been following this?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's hard to not follow.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I mean, there's some people that don't know anything about it. But I really want to challenge people. I want our fans to send us their videos of it.
They'll be epic.
So we'll give our Twitter handle, so we're going to get inundated, hopefully. But next week we'll come and we can kind of highlight like 2 or 3 of them. It's fun.
Who knows?
Great.
Maybe we'll do the challenge.
Maybe.
Would you like to see us do it as a team?
Yes. I mean, I won't. Those dancing days are behind me. But I'll give a lot of these. But I would love to challenge our fans to send us your videos. So... get in those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, guys?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
I like
and
it.
Then
we
next
put together
week,
a little montage.
Yes, exactly. Next week we're going to have a special segment on core. Contemporary. Mm-hmm. So Kim will be back. Kim loves contemporary.
Yes,
and she wanted to be here for that. So we'll have our next special segment be contemporary. But speaking of special segment, as you guys know, we're doing genres. Mm-hmm. Dance is not genres. We're going to spotlight
genres of the week. Yes,
tap today. Yes. So, let's dive into it. I picked Anthony Margiorato, and so did you, Teague.
Yes.
We picked 2 different dances. We're going to put up this up on the screen, a couple of his pictures and his videos. I chose the dance between Aaron and Curtis. This routine was just next level. I love it so much. So we're going to play that for you guys so you can watch it. And again, this was from season 10, if my memory serves me right. I'm going to get it up. Get some sound. Oh, so good.
Oh, look at
and remember, Aaron was a runner-up that season as well. He's won the red pants.
Yes. It's so hard to get creative, but those blocks on the floor
so
and
good.
Those sliding moves are everything.
So, I mean, a little bit about Anthony. So, Anthony, he holds the world record for the most taps in a minute. I mean, if you've seen him live, he's extraordinary. And he's been choreographing on So You Think You Can Dance since 2013. So, he's been around for a little bit. And, again, it's like this is the perfect blend of choreography with skill. I mean, these dancers, these are the tappers from that season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, tap is so tough to begin with. And then when you're at such an elite, you know, level and you have to perform for a crowd like that and really have them be engaged in it, it's tough, but he is really great.
But what I love about this is that this is their genre, so they look like they're just playing. I mean, to any normal person, this is not something that I feel like I feel like a tapper, I mean, again, correct me if I'm wrong, tappers, but I feel like a tapper... You know, it's easier to maybe pick up like another genre, contemporary, whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, can you take a contemporary dancer, a hip hop dancer, and pick up tap? Like tap?
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier to cross the other way?
I think it's easier because if I didn't have training, most of these kids or dancers in general are not specific one genre.
Sure, sure.
All these kids, you know, that are
can cross.
Yeah, of course. So I think that tap is kind of one of those things that you've done for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so you can pick it up, but I don't know if you could take just a strictly tap dancer who's never taken contemporary and put him in. I think that would be a mess.
Right.
But again, that's a very rare breed find somebody who's never done.
I feel like a lot of people do start in tap in their early parts of their dance career, but I watch that and I'm like, whoa, their slides, their turns, I mean, their precision.
Everything.
Again, that pocket that Nigel always talks about.
Yeah.
Mm. Teague, what did you pick? Let's talk about you.
I picked season 14. This was last season with Lex and Gabby.
Yes.
And he choreographed it. It is probably one of my favorite tap routines I've ever seen on the show. And you get such a performer with Lex that flip. Just absolutely insane. In tap shoes, which is crazy. So, I think this was a great performance. And I think it was one that I'll remember for a very long time when it comes to tap.
So regal. Good. So regal.
And Lex was not a tapper.
Yeah.
Not a tapper at all. And he looks like a tapper. Like he was keeping up with Gabby the whole routine.
Well, he had a lot of tap training.
Well, no, right? But he went in. He was a contemporary. He
came
in as contemporary, but he said in his package that he was not strong in it, or he didn't feel comfortable in it.
Right,
but I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then we saw him later in the seasons choosing tap, or just because he wanted to challenge himself.
Yes.
So that's just the kind of performer that Lex was. But yeah,
so and that's why he's the champion.
Yeah, amazing. He's amazing.
And who did you pick, darling?
So I chose Mr. Nigel Lithgow, sir. He is, as you guys know, the executive producer of So You Think You Can Dance and the primary judge. But he's also a dancer, a choreographer, TV producer. He's done so much, and he started his career a long time ago dancing back in the 70s. So first up, I thought it would be so much fun to show a little clip of him dancing back in the day.
Yes.
So we have a little 70s routine here, and he's actually singing as well.
Oh, my goodness. No way. Did you really went in the archives for this.
Yes. Yes. Look at the little timestamp. It's funny.
Look at him.
Look at these jumps.
Oh, my gosh.
These jumps are my favorite.
This is epic, Jess.
Wow, what a find.
Yeah, like I just love it. His energy and his little singing.
Wow.
And moves,
I love this so much. How great. We need to start.
What
we
is
need to
from?
Find other.
This is from, it's some type of musical, I believe.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Yeah,
amazing.
But, Nigel has done so much, especially in other shows. Mm-hmm. He produced Pop Idol, American Idol.
Yeah.
He left American Idol to start So You Think You Can Dance. And he's just been so consistent with his the quality of content that he puts on television.
Right.
And as you can tell, he is someone who has experience, and he started off doing this. And so it's so fun.
Yeah, it's so great.
And that's what's so special is that he's not just somebody that's just sitting up at a judge's desk just, I guess shooting the stuff. Like he knows, he's been through it. He's well educated and well articulated about what dance is all about. And
and next up, this is a video.
I remember this.
Yes, back from season 4, Nigel and Debbie Allen's dancers. Which was so fun because it's like he put back on those tap shoes and dust them off.
Oh my goodness, look at him go.
Yeah.
So but great.
Yeah, season 4 though, that was so long ago.
So long, I know, the twitch season,
I mean, like
I call
10 years ago. Highlighting Debbie Allen's dancers is always a good thing, and showing these young risers. But yeah, I mean, wow. I like you said, he's not just an executive that makes the behind the scenes decisions.
Yeah, he's not just a suit.
And this is why, if you guys watch consistently, you know he's always a fan of the Tappers.
Right.
Always, because that's where he began and that's his passion. That's his genre of passion for
right,
sure.
Right. Oh, I love that. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Yeah. That is so fun.
Yeah, that was
I mean,
fun.
It's fun because, like I said, we'll break down each week. We'll pick a you know, routines we like. And again, everybody can participate in that as well. But routines we like, choreographers we like, because we want to make sure people are educated and maybe they're brand new watching So You Think You Can Dance. And again, you would think Nigel's just another suit who doesn't know anything about dance, but he's just been through it and in it. And even Mary Murphy, ballroom expert.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, well, why Vanessa? But Vanessa's got the star quality performance. She was in, you know,
High School Musical. Are you kidding me?
She's a really good singer. Like,
really good singer.
Yeah.
Well, really just the all-around performer. And again, you have to relate to different demographics, and she relates to the younger demographic.
Yes.
You can't just have Mary and, you know, and Nigel up there. So,
but Twitch wasn't there this week.
He wasn't there.
No. So I'm curious. At first, I thought they were going to add him. So I'm curious to see what happens on the live shows, if they're going to have four judges, if they're going to bring up choreographers, or if they're going to permanently add Twitch. I think he was a nice addition.
Do you think he was just there for auditions, maybe?
It looks like it.
Yeah.
It looks like it. But
yeah, I feel like they'll have just the three like they did last season, and then maybe have, you know, guest judges in here and there. But
what did y'all think about the seasons when the choreographers were actually like rotated or permanent on the panel?
I liked
it. Did you enjoy it?
I thought that was great. Yeah. But again, it's nice to have for consistency. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice to have the three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you're not constantly.
And it's harder too. I felt like they brought good perspective, but also a little biased because they work with the dancers so closely, and so they may have their favorites, or they may see different things, or excuse different performances because of how strong they were when they work with them.
But let's also not forget that the choreographers behind the scenes are 100% talking to the judges nonstop.
Right.
So we know that that's being said anyway. It's interesting because if you watch back the episode from last night, you can hear Napoleon saying that they were talking about a specific dancer, and he's like, she shunned when we were doing the choreography. So again, it's that thing where we didn't see it, but they saw something in her. So just that one comment of like, well, when she was, you know, being taught, she was great. So again, I love that they're kind of taking in the behind the scenes, because nerves can get people once you hit that stage, you know?
That's true.
So I do love that aspect, but that is our show, my friends.
Yes.
Yay. Next week, we're going to be talking contemporary. So again, let us know what your favorite dances are, your favorite choreographers. We've got the Emmy nominations. And then also be a part of our In My Feelings viral challenge. Can't wait to see those. I am Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Teague, where can they find you?
I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at TeagueDP pretty much everywhere. It's TeigueDP.
Awesome. And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. And be sure to tweet us who you want for us to highlight next week, and the challenge and all that good stuff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. We'll have our whole panel right here next Tuesday at 6.
Yay!
Ciao.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.